Leader!
Order, order. MPs return from a week's adjournment with questions about the National Government's decision to repeal Labor's Foreshore and Seabed Act, with ministers giving totally conflicting answers on the significance of its proposed replacement. First, the Attorney-General, Chris Finlayson.
Mr Speaker, New Zealanders who were largely unaffected by the 2004 Act will notice very little difference.
Now the Minister of Māori Affairs, Peter Sharples.
There's a big difference between Crown ownership and non-ownership. Big difference.
Peter Sharples was answering questions from his Labour predecessor, Parakura Horomia.
Does he agree with MP Hone Harawira that the process being used was bullshit and pandering to the rednecks? If not, why not?
Intervening to protect his leader, Māori Party Whip Te Uarua Flavel, put up a point of order.
The Minister has no responsibility for members of our party. And in that case, that question is out of order.
The Speaker, Lockwood Smith, was not convinced.
Traditionally, members are able to ask ministers whether they agree with the views of other people, so long as the view being expressed is about a matter that is very much the minister's responsibility. Now, if the matter is not the minister's responsibility, then that's up to the minister to tell the House that. But being asked whether he agrees with the opinion on a matter, I believe, is in order. But the matter that the opinion relates to must be the minister's responsibility. The Honourable Dr. Peter Sharples.
No.
So while Peter Sharples didn't agree with Hone Harawira, the Attorney-General was full of praise for his co-leader, Tariana Turia.
And can I single out the contribution of Mrs. Turia, whose courage and conviction throughout this process, and indeed since 2003, have been an inspiration. In moving forward, New Zealand owes Mrs. Turia a great debt.
The Honourable David Parker.
Now in Chris Carter's old seat on Labour's front bench, David Parker had this question for Chris Finlayson.
In what way does vesting the foreshore and seabed as public space give any group more or fewer rights than vesting it as Crown land?
The Honourable Chris Finlayson.
Mr Speaker, vesting the foreshore in the way that is proposed removes the weeping sore, as the Prime Minister called it, of absolute vesting in the Crown and provides a staging post so that individual iwi or hapu in some circumstances will be able to investigate customary title.
Upholding David Parker's complaint that the Attorney-General had failed to address his question, the Speaker invited Mr Finlayson to provide more detail.
The point of the matter is it will still be the obligation of an iwi who's unable to conclude satisfactory negotiations to prove certain things to a tribunal. So at the end of the day, the onus of proof is still going to be on iwi in that respect.
Question time was followed by a resumption of the budget debate, although one item in particular, which may or may not have been in the budget, was the subject of a lengthy wrangle, as Rhys Lyon reports.
It began when Labor's Associate Pacific Affairs spokesman, Sir William Seo, asked Pacific Affairs Minister Georgina Te Huhu about budget funding.
Who represented the Pacific Economic Development Agency throughout its negotiations with the government, which resulted in it being awarded $4.8 million of taxpayer funding in budget 2010.
But Mrs Te Huhu denied Mr Seo's claim that money had been awarded to the agency.
No money has been awarded to anyone or any organisation in budget 2010.
That answer led senior Labour MP Trevor Mallard to raise a supplementary question.
Did she issue a press statement as part of the budget process saying that the budget provides $4.8 million in operating funding over the next 4 years for PETA? And if so, why did she deny it in the House earlier?
Mrs Te Huhu sought to clarify her previous answer.
I have not denied. I've said $4.8 million was appropriated in the budget. That $4.8 million will become the subject of a purchase agreement, potentially between the government and PETA, potentially between the government and PETA, and we will make sure that not $1 of that passes until we're satisfied that that will deliver the economic objectives that we seek.
Pacific Affairs Minister Georgina Te Huhu.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.